This is Kerry Williams, and welcome to today's Picture Parenting Podcast. Today we're going to talk about loving our children unconditionally. Now, that terminology may seem a little redundant for us because pretty much everybody loves their kids. I mean, we all would say that we love our kids, and we'd say that we love them unconditionally. But there's ways that that biblically can be manifested and be communicated to them. Because what unconditional love means for the Christian is not the same as what it might mean for people in the world. You see, they might think of love as being defined as simply being kind or simply being soft. That I love my kids no matter what, and yet they don't ever discipline their kids because their kids are running around like a terror to everyone around them. Well, that's not what we define unconditional love based upon the scriptures. Love is that we do what's best for our children, no matter what, and that we put them above ourselves. There's so many times in scripture that love is talked about as the very highest virtue. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, "Now abideth these three, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love." Love is the pinnacle. And we have kind of that natural, born in us desire to love our children. But how do we take it to that point of unconditional love? Well, first of all, I think we have to be careful that we communicate to our kids that even though there could be consequences for things that they do, mistakes they make, if they are in rebellion, that there could be consequences, it doesn't change that we'll always love them. Now, that doesn't always mean always accept them or accept what they do. And that's where the fine line gets very, very difficult. I remember I had a really good friend who was a song leader where I worshiped and preached. And we were talking one time about when we were younger and silly in our youth and inexperience and how the college years, you know, we didn't always act like we should. And he told about a time when he was in college and he was off at school away from his mom and dad, and he'd gotten into some things that he shouldn't. And he tried to hide it from his parents, but they were fairly perceptive. And he remembered looking forward to going home for Thanksgiving. And he called his dad and they were talking about some other subject. And his dad just kind of threw in, "Son, I've been thinking, and I know kind of how you've been living there. And I just think it'd probably be best if you didn't come home. Not this year. And maybe you think a little bit about your life and what you need to fix. But son, I love you. And when you fix it, we're always here." And that kind of attitude or that communication from his father, or my friend said it was powerful in that it impacted him to say, "My dad is always there when I'm willing to go home, come back to what I know I need to believe and what they've taught me and what's right for me." And it's kind of like that story of the prodigal son, where the father, he was looking down the road every day waiting for his son to return, but he wasn't going and finding him in the pig trough and saying, "You know, son, I just miss you so much. You just keep doing what you want to do and that'll be..." No. His father loved him unconditionally, but his acceptance was still based upon his son's actions, his son's attitude. And that's where we have to separate love and realize that our world tries to say that you don't love if you don't accept. But sometimes the loving thing to do is to not accept if what that person's doing or how they're living is not good for them. Well, there's several suggestions we could make of how to show unconditional love. And these come from Dr. Glenn Wilkerson. And I thought he had some good suggestions here. He had 6 practical ways to show unconditional love to our children. First of all, he says, say, "I love you." Well, that seems obvious that one of the best ways to show love to a child is to frequently tell them, "I love you." And I think especially us men who are probably less verbal with our affection, we need to work on that. And along with that would, of course, be the second thing he mentions, which is verbal affirmation. Looking for opportunities to affirm our child verbally, encouraging them, I'm glad you're my son. I'm proud of you. I couldn't ask for a better son or daughter. I love you. I know you'll make the right decision. Just words of affirmation that build them up. And then, of course, there's physical touch and closeness. And you notice these kind of follow along with the same concepts as the love languages. And under physical touch, children have an incredible need, Wilkinson says, for the loving touch of nurturing adults. And that means that they need playful wrestling, and they need to be hugged when they're crying, and they need to be held. And there's so many ways that we communicate our love through that healthy physical touch. And then he mentions eye contact. While it's easy to try to multitask when listening to our kids, like I mentioned before earlier, I'm guilty of that at times, is that I don't pay attention when I should. But eye contact is an important element of providing real attention, saying, "You are important to me. I value what you're saying." And it communicates love. And then he mentions one-on-one time, that quality time component of the five love languages, where you give your child your full and undivided attention to show them that they are special and important to you. And then his sixth one that he mentions is empathy. Empathy requires understanding and compassion. Instead of judging a child's feelings, empathy helps us to try to walk a mile in their shoes, to understand where they're coming from. And oh, how much this would help, because there's so much misunderstanding oftentimes between parents and their children. So all of these are just simple little suggestions, but hopefully they'll help us to be able to communicate love. I remember growing up that I never questioned if my parents loved me, especially my daddy. And there are some things, and I think many of us probably have this in our lives, things when I was a teenager that if I could roll back time, I would take back the things that I said. I remember vividly there was one particular instance where he and I had gotten into an argument that had devolved into a shouting match, and in all of my 17-year-old pride and arrogance and in that moment wickedness, I screamed some things at my daddy that I have wished for the last 35 years to take back, but I can't. But still, even after I had shamefully said things to him that I knew hurt him, I never wondered, does my daddy still love me? Because I knew his love was unconditional. Let's make sure that we can show unconditional love to our children. We'll see you here next time. God bless.